I'm here with the two show conveners for Beyond the Horizons, this year's Dance Rock show, and I've just got a couple of questions for y'all. So first of all, what is the show all about this year?
The show this year is about the idea of travelling around the world, and we'll be taking the audience on a trip to different countries around the world and even beyond the horizon in outer space. And there are some many exciting destinations to look forward to.
Yeah. And where did the sort of inspiration for it being kind of people travelling around the world come from?
I think it began this summer when I was in a plane. This summer is when we really started brainstorming about what themes would be appropriate and possible for this Dance Society show. It's put on annually, but each year there's a different theme, and we wanted something that the teachers who are responsible for choreographing their class pieces would feel very enthusiastic about and be able to be creative about. So I think it developed kind of from listening to the flight announcements and thinking, okay, how can we shape this into a show? And with Camille's interest in
astronomy and aeronautics as well, it kind of all built up together in the end quite nicely.
Okay, and how many countries or what sort of countries are represented in the show? And is it sort of like dances relating to each country or has it been done?
We don't want to give too much away, so everyone will have to come see for themselves. However, it's not ethnic dance. Okay. What we're doing is presenting ballet, tap, jazz, contemporary, theater, lyrical, Irish and Highland, and the dance classes that Dance Society provides, and each teacher, it was up to them completely to pick a destination. It could have something to do with the dance they were doing. For example, we have a traditional Vietnamese fan dance.
And an African dance as well.
African tribal dance. So, but a lot of them, like for example, one of my advanced ballet classes, it takes place in St. Petersburg, Russia, just because it fits nicely and makes sense, but it doesn't necessarily have to tie in too closely with the country.
Yeah. What would you say the sort of biggest challenge of putting on such a big performance as well as kind of being in your final year and having a lot of work on yourselves was?
There is a lot to do. It's, you know, from A to Z, doing everything, single step. Just the two of us, of course, we are backed up by a wonderful committee who helped tremendously, especially our publicity officer, who did a lot of cool projections that you can look forward to. But there is a lot of advertising. We pushed it even further this year, trying to do it through more medias that are usually used.
In terms of challenges, just dealing with the sheer number of people that are involved, it's a lot of names and people to keep track of, and we are greatly assisted in that by our teachers. However, it's the basic administration and management stuff that it's not the highlight. So I think we both decided to be show conveners for different reasons other than keeping track of 180 names, but
it was a huge part of it actually.
And just assigning all those people to different dressing rooms and counting how many quick changes they have and everything. It's all very time consuming, but it gets done.
Do you have any particular highlights for the show, maybe something you've taught or something you're really interested in doing or watching that people should look out for during the show?
We both jointly choreographed the teachers and the committee dance, so that is really something we're quite proud of. And then I'm the advanced ballet teacher and I have two pieces, so I'm really proud of my class and I think they're gonna do a wonderful job, so I'm looking forward to seeing the pieces myself actually. And
there is some few surprises that we can call for the audience to look forward to. We really can't give anything away, but I think there is some special things to look forward to, which are quite new in terms of Dance Society shows, and I think it will be very exciting for everyone.
And finally, just sort of, how would people who go and see the show and love it, how would they get involved in Dance Rock next year?
It's very easy to get involved. We're a very open and welcoming society. We offer classes from absolute beginners to very advanced. And the teachers are extremely gifted at catering their classes to the appropriate level, making everyone feel very comfortable and at ease. With such a large amount of the members being involved in the show, it really is a wonderful bonding opportunity and way to meet people. And so if there is anybody that's interested in any of the styles that are presented, by all means sign up next year. It's only, you know, it's very minimal membership fee. Mm-hmm. This past year it was £10, mm-hmm. and you get to go to as many classes as you want throughout the entire year. So I don't think you can get a better value for money.
Definitely. We also have our EGM coming up after the show. Interested people are welcome to run for show conveners, which are still up. It's still an up-running position. So it is a very pleasant society to be a part of. It's a huge society, many different people. It's easy to get involved, to dance a lot. Come to the AGM.
And if you're interested in being a teacher, that's on Sunday.
That is also next Sunday, yes.
So it's a great way if you've had some training before and want to share your passion for whatever style you concentrate on. It's a really wonderful way to get involved, and you're able to choreograph in the annual showpiece, and to have that opportunity, it's really special.
Yeah. So. Okay.
And just remind us once more, when is the show and how much are tickets and how can people get hold of them?
So the show is next Wednesday, Thursday and Friday.
It's May 2nd through 4th.
At 7:30 in the Bayer Theatre. Tickets are £5 for students and concessions and £8 for adult tickets.
Yes, they can visit the Bayer Theatre on South Street. They can visit the Bayer Theatre website, or they can call.
Thank you very much.